I'm really, truly glad of that more than anything, you know. Praise the Lord. Thank you. And I heard something this morning. I think Brother Al was saying how him and Tawana pray for one another. You know, they was praying for one another. So it'll happen. I'll leave it there. It'll happen. I'm looking for that, too. Okay, I want this morning for you to stand and just give God a thanksgiving praise. Just thank him. Just thank him. Thank him for how he kept you. Thank him for how he blessed you. Thank him. It's time to thank him. Hallelujah. It's time to thank him. It's time to thank God. It's time. Hallelujah. Bible says it's a time for all things, and it's time to thank him. Thank you. It's time to thank him. It's time to bless his name. Hallelujah, because he's a good God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. You ought to thank him this morning for healing you. You believe he's going to heal you? Thank him for it. I thank him for healing me. I thank him for healing my wrist. I'm thanking him for healing me because it was done in Calvary. He said it's finished at Calvary. And he means what he says, us that's receiving it. So I receive it this morning. I receive my healing this morning. I receive it, Lord, in Jesus. I receive it, Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Shane. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, there's a time, praise the Lord, and this is time to be blessed. Hallelujah. Like brother say, I don't care what nobody, I believe in this revival. I believe it. Because I don't believe God going to lead the church like I believe there's going to be a stir in the earth like never before. I believe we're going to see things we have never seen, and we're going to have to pray it to believe it. God is getting ready to do some unbelievable things. Now, that's what he told me, and I believe it. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father, I just want to thank you this morning. Praise the Lord. It don't have to be a lot of people. I've learned that. Praise the Lord to be blessed or to praise God. So I just want to thank you this morning. You know where we all have been. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so I just want to thank you, Father. And I know that things have changed. The atmosphere have changed and things are changing. And I know they're changing. And I feel it in my heart. I feel it. Hallelujah. I've lived a long time, Lord. And I know the different seasons. And I feel this is another season when we got to pull close to you more than we ever have, Lord. And I see, Lord, the enemy working against your people. But God, I'm praying that you would give us all the courage to stand and be truthful about where we are so we can help one another. And let's pray one for another, God. So I pray for this word today that you gave me this morning, God, and I pray that you would bless me and bless us to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. I ask it in Jesus' name, God. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. I left off last week. I was, the Lord had told me that it's showdown time. It's showdown time. And so when Elijah came and did his thing and everything, taunting and teasing on these people, praise the Lord, hallelujah, feeling. You know, he feel like a lot of us feel, you know, that, you know, we don't feel like we're the only saint, but we know you feel lonely sometimes, alone, and you know God is there. But when he did what he did, and I thought to myself, I said, Lord, you always got to do something for people to believe. It's pitiful. You know what I mean? All that God did for him, took him through the wilderness and took him through the this and the that and brought him over Jordan and this and that and that. Yet, he got to make fire fall from heaven for them to say, he's God. He is God. Lord, help us in this hour. Sister was preaching. I love that what we sung today about the cross. I love it. Hallelujah. We got a song. I taught the Seder. One day I'm going to teach it here. I taught the Seder. And in the Seder, at the end of the Seder, they sang a song called Die, die, ain't new. And so I looked and said, what that mean? I'm struggling. I don't even know what that mean. It means it would have been enough. It would have been enough if you'd have just brought us across the the Red Sea. It'd have been enough if you just led us through the wilderness. It would have been enough. Here is a people seem that they do come back to themselves. And so the what you call the Messianic Jews, when they have the Seder, they got the song they sang, Die, Die, Anew. And I taught it to the saints. But you know what? It would have been enough, praise God. He just saved our souls. That would have been enough and just kept us. And so he just been so good. And so whether you stop with a goodness, this goodness or that goodness, you understand what I'm saying? It's just enough because he just enough. So I want to go into 2 Samuel. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Al and Brother Ed. Thank you, saints. And it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle. Did y'all know it was a time for king? 2 Samuel 11. One first verse. 11 and 1. I'm sorry. You know, it's a time when kings went to battle. That David sent Joab and his servants with him, and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried still at Jerusalem. Lord, I ask God to help me to preach this. Help me to do what he asked me to do. And this is to everybody here, including me. Came to pass in the evening time that David rose from his bed and walked up on the roof of the king's house. And from the roof of the king's house and from the roof, he saw a woman. Now, if he went to war like he's supposed to, I don't want to go too fast. If he'd have done what he's supposed to did, he wouldn't have got into this trouble. And he wouldn't have had this rope, because when we think about David, this is wrote down by David, about how he took this man's wife and had the man killed. You know the story. Praise the Lord. So I want to go over to Ecclesiastes. Keep that, though. There is a time for all things. In Ecclesiastes 3 said, to everything there is a season, a time, and to every purpose under heaven. Keep that in your souls, children of God. A time to be born, time to die, time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to hold, to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones. A time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, like now. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, a time to cast away. A time to rend, a time to sow. A time to keep silent, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. And I want to say right here, this is the time of war. We as saints of God have gone through all these seasons, but this is the time of war. And the Lord gave me this. He gave it to me this morning. And I was so happy. I said, Lord, I don't know what you're going to say through it, but I sure appreciate this. I don't feel like I came with nothing. Pray, you know, you have to come in and you ain't got nothing, you know. But this is a time of war. God do not show respect of persons to nobody. He said that David was a man after his own heart. But yet, David had to pay for the sin that he sinned. And then, had he went with the time, children of God, if we don't step into this time, I'm trying to get this now. If we don't step in this time now and pray, I don't care how cold it get, we got to pray. I don't care if it rain or snow, we got to find a way to pray. You hear me what I'm saying? And if we don't step in this time that God has given us now, we're not going to make it. We just ain't. Because this is the time God gave Revival Center. You shouldn't have been here. This is our time to do what God is said to do. And I told Al, I just texted before I ever got this. I said, it's a time to pray. It's a time to pray. Now, when you talk about used to, we dig him up a little bit. You know, y'all used to, we used to pray. You know it's the truth. I don't know if brother done got too old, but when we was up there at Koenig, Brother Ed came up to one of the prayer meetings we had up there. You remember that? Oh, yeah. It is time to pray. And at that time, we was praying all night. You know, people get hardly, you know, you think about people, you say all night prayer, good Lord. People get, you see the faces, you know, they don't want to say, praise the Lord. But the Lord just told me to tell you to pray from 9 to 12. 3 hours. 3 got a significance. 7 got a significance. I thought it was, I was just blown away. I was blown away because of Valentine. And I looked up Valentine. He was somebody in the Catholic Church, a priest or somebody, St. Valentine. And I looked up the roses, meant the blood, and this and that. I was this. When I got through putting this down, after I got through trying to keep up with God, wait a minute, now you say this, you know, with my pencil trying to copy it down, I'm happy now because I got a little something to preach today. Praise the Lord. I don't want to walk in there with nothing, you know. Praise the Lord. I said, well, he ain't mad at me. I'm asking, Lord, what's the matter with me? I know we go through like you saying, you know what I'm saying? We go through, things get on our mind, things that, you know, we know it's the worldly things that not, it don't have to be, no dancing or going to the, getting a drink, but things that keep us from God. And it's called T-I-M-E. We have to spend enough time with God. I'm talking about all of us. I'm talking about all, because let me tell you, you know, the enemy knows what'll keep you from God. What keep you and get your attention and not the same thing to get mine. You see what I'm saying? Brother may stand up and say, da, 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 what he go through, but you may not go through that. But whatever this thing is that's keeping us, keeping our T-I-M-E, we got to kill that devil. That's the first thing we got. We got to destroy the thing that's keeping us from God. So now things keep us from the Lord, and because we always repenting. That's another thing. I said, God, I don't know if you get tired of us repenting about the same thing. Oh, somebody shook their head. I ain't off too bad. You know, and sometimes you get shame. But God want to wipe your shame away. Because he told me, tell him it's time. And I think when God tell a person that's up there, you know, that's supposed to be the keeper, then it makes you feel good. So he's not mad with us. He's just waiting on us because there's so much to do out there and you cannot learn it with, you know, with the time that we spend other things. Because he want to talk to us. He want to tell us things. You know, you could be sitting, you know, brother, like he get, sometimes, you know, you get to, I do, I be tired and, you know, with dad that went through this last thing and this chemo is doing this thing and he's up. 1 o'clock up, well, I'm like, you know, I'm up. And so if he get up out, then I'm up. You know, it's hard for me to go back to sleep sometimes. So sometimes I don't get but four hours of sleep and I'm counting. 10, 11, I'm going like this, you know. And so, but then he's so sweet, so honey, lay down. I don't tell him he's keeping me, I don't tell him that, you know. He said, so let's lay down, stop this, stop doing this, stop doing that, you know. So I thank the Lord for that. So God is good, ain't he? But I think if all I say, I ain't going to say too much. I'm just going to say what's in my heart and what God give me. It is time to pray. It's time to put away the things that stop us from praying and stop running to the, now you keep on, you can go now, I'm just saying. God has said he just tired us coming and repenting over the same old stuff. You know, because he's so good. You know, it's like, Lord, I'm going to eat this now, but you know, I know this ain't good now, but you so good, you know, I'm going to do this now. You know, because you know how good God is. And sometimes God has really kept from knocking us straight down. I just really appreciate it. But I don't think that he going to keep putting up with it. He's not going to keep, he love you, you sweet as you can be. He take care of you and he love your testimonies. All he love this testimony. But I got sisters, no, he ain't going to keep on. And we hate to say we do things that we know, you know, it's not the right, you know, it don't have to be no sin. It could just be something, anything that keep you from him. I got, and do it is not as a sin. You know, and beloved, I'm not, because I, My husband loves sports. And I've seen some sisters and brothers that love sports. Watch it. I know my husband will sit there for 2 hours and watch a sports. And not 20 minutes to read your Bible. And I thought, goodness Lord, this devil is doing us in. You know, and so then the devil said, yeah, love is a pleasure now. He didn't say you can have no pleasure. Love is a pleasure more than love is of God, you know. Yeah, God wants you to have pleasure. He said it so. You know what I'm saying? But you know, like it's 12 hours in a day, said the Lord. And it's six of them six or seven of them you spend with your own, doing your own thing, you know, whatever. More than that, I'm going to say this. If you say 2 hours a day you gave to God, you owe him something. We owe him something. I believe the Lord want us, my beloved, it's just a few of us here, but it don't take no big crowd. God get 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7 people on fire. It don't take a big crowd. He had 12 men, and they tore the world upside down. All it take is Jesus. Now, we love Jesus. Lord, we love you. Everybody in this place love you. I know. We love him. I do. I love Jesus. I tell him that, and I mean, I said, Lord, and I tell him crying because I should have did another little hour here, you know, something out there. It's not the point of, get me wrong now. He telling you can't do nothing else, you know, for God's sake. You know what I'm saying, but you know the time you give him. You have to go to work. Like Al have to work. He has to work. He may have to go down to his house and spend all the day down there. But in his heart, he's praying, because I know I do. So you praying, you know, it ain't hard the time we not praying, Brother Ed. We're praying, praise the Lord. When we quiet, we're talking to God. Because we love God, you know. So all the time we sawing or we doing this or the, you know, using this like you're talking to God. You know, you ain't up there unless you said, well, how long should I make this? You know what I'm saying? I don't think God honors you, what you have to do. Praise the Lord. But I don't think we spend enough quality time. And it ain't so much the quantity of life, it's the quality. Because then we so tired. Watch it. I'm talking about all of us. You're so tired that we get down on our knees. What she said, not we sleep. Then you're feeling kind of bad, you know, because, you know, but today the Lord says, if you would turn it around, you know, you can make U-turns. Even the street, you can make it. Sometimes you can make a U-turn. We got to make a U-turn like this. Go back. He's going to do something in our spirits that's going to help us, watch it now, to do what he wants us to do. By the Holy Ghost, I believe that, brother. It take God. It take God. I could preach to you, blah, 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 and time and all this, but it takes God. Brother Ed, I've known the times and my spirit gets so down. My spirit go through a lot of things with what I'm going, but then the Lord, I pray and I really be blessed. I said, Lord, help me. And all of a sudden he changed my spirit. Give me strength. It's going to take God to change our spirits and give us the strength to do what we got to do, because we got something to do. Amen. And I don't care if we have to try to do, I made my mind, I said, God, I'm just going to do some changes. I just got to change some things. You know, simple death, there's some things I got to change. You know what I'm saying? I got to change. One is a thing I do. I got to tell you this. I said, Lord, I know I'm getting older. Der. And I'm getting forgetful a little bit. And then I get up Sunday morning, I got to look for, he said, lay your clothes out Saturday night. Start doing that. Put your keys in the same place. You say, well, I lost my key. Now you frantic. You frantic. You know, these are things that that make sense. Things. Because then, listen, think about it now. You don't know where your keys is. Okay, you're going to spend the rest of the day looking for your keys because you got to have your keys. Come on. But if you and your man, you fix a place to put your keys, and they're always there. Do you know your man will take you, put them keys there? And you, I'm telling you now. You see? All right now. Yes, right. There are things that can help us this week. May God help us starting today. May God help us. I thought about us. I said, well, Lord, you didn't say start. I said, could I start? No. He said, you start today. You remember when I taught you back about Abraham? When I told him to, what did he do? He did it right the same day. Okay, then I got to say we got to start tonight, Lord. Then got to start tonight. You got a husband, y'all can pray. You and your wife, you know, you can stay home tonight, you know, and pray tonight. You know what I'm saying? Because I know, it is what it is. I can't get out here tonight, I know. And so I ask God to help us. It's not a long message, but it's from my heart. It's what I'm seeing, what God is saying, that it's time. We can pray all we want to. Brother Ed, last week the Lord wanted to bless us when we were here. You know what I'm saying? And you yielded and let God bless you. It was real. It wasn't play. Because I know what play. I know what's phony. And what I told y'all now, y'all say you love me, you don't love me. I know it. Oh, yeah. Love's got a feeling to it. Love's got a drawing. It's a feeling to love. So when you say, Lord, I love you, he know whether you love him or not. Amen. You may not know how much you love him. You may, you know, in your heart you be singing and you say, you know, then you feel the love of God. Y'all understand what I'm saying? But it's God that gives you what's in you. It's not by power or might. It's by his spirit. It's the spirit of the Lord that works in you to do what he want to do. And I know God want to work in us, sister. This is it now. This is our time. Say, this is our time. This is our time. It's our time, children of God. And we got to take advantage of the time that God has given us. I don't know how long it's going to be. I don't. But Brother Ed is older than, I guess y'all all the same age. But I do know, Brother Ed, that things have changed. The atmosphere done changed. The atmosphere has changed. Even the natural atmosphere. Christmas used to be the greatest time of the year when we, you know, and I lived in Detroit, Michigan, where it was cold, and my mama put us on what you call snowsuits, something for your legs and everything, and everything on your head and everything. And we had to walk downtown to look in the windows to see the things moving around. It's Christmas. And people was just, they wouldn't step on a flea. Even the minds of the people changed. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. It just changed. It changed. Now, we don't talk about nothing but money or the going to whatever, you know. Come on now. But it was a time when there are things that was in the church. It was real and moving. Yeah. To think real things have a move to them. I mean, like you running around, Jackie, that's got a move to it. It's got something to it. You ain't just, the Holy Ghost told you to do it. And so when you do what he say do, you might run around there and somebody get healed. You can't never tell, because when God say do something, yeah, he can say put the dog out or whatever. When he's in it, it's something behind it. I believe that. God is a good God. And we can say he's good, and we're going to still say he's good. And I don't think he fussing us. I don't feel like he mad. Amen. Too much. I feel like I'm telling you, and I want you to do it. I hear what he's going to be saying. Celeste, I want you to do these things. He said, you're going to find out it's going to be much better. I said, you're right, Lord. Okay. So I thought of something else that I used to do. There we go, used to. I talked to you about it. El used to take me to church. I said, Lord, we don't have church here Sunday night. I'm going someplace else. Because they like to hear me sing. I said, I'm going. I don't sing. Because they like to hear me sing. I said, this is just stuff. I said, Lord, I just want to please you. I'm not 25. I'm not 30. You let me live to get this old. I want to take the rest of my life and give it all to you. And I've always wanted to give you my life. When I met you and you saved me, I want to give you my life. But now you show me how to give it. I want to do it. I've shown unto you the ways of life. It's a scripture. Amen. God has showed unto us, my sister, the way of life. He done it. And he's telling us today, all he's saying is, take time. Because this is our time, Revival Center. This is our time. And everybody may not be here to look. Y'all have to call and tell them. This is our time. I don't care if it's twofold. This is our time. This is the time we're going to see God move like he said. God say something, he mean what he say. He mean what he say. Brother, I don't know if you remember saying this, but you got up and you were saying, I still see this church feel. I say, and I do too. Because God said it. I say, because God said it. Praise the Lord. And special things, Jackie, that you've been asking God, he going to do for you. Because no matter what, how cold it is, no matter how snowy it is, and you are, you be here. And God loves that. David said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. It is something about going to the house of the Lord. There's a blessing about going to the house of the Lord. Don't think, sister, you know, y'all, because y'all, no. You love God because in his house, you've learned some about his people. You've learned some about part of your hand is there. Some of your foot is there. Hallelujah. You've learned that. Brother, I've learned. And when brother got up, I said, Lord, you're going to put this thing back together because it's got, you said, you made man one. Hallelujah. I'm one with my husband. I'm one. Hallelujah. And because I believe that and because you said it, it's going to be. I say, it's going to be. And I was thinking, I was going into the kitchen, and this hand is, you know, and he reached up and took my arm, and he said, this your soul hand, honey. Mm-hmm. I said, I wish you could pray for it to myself.
In Jesus' name.
Yeah. It's coming. It's coming. Mm-hmm. Thanks God has promised us, look up, look out, it's coming. Because he said, it's a time for all things, and this is Revival Center's time. Stand on your feet. I ain't going to preach over what he said.
Thank you.
Let's give him thanks. I do think we need to. I think we need to give him thanks. I think we need to give him praise. We just need to give him praise. It's his time. This is his time. Praise. It may be time for him, but he told me it's time for us. It's time for us. This is the time. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank you and praise the Lord. I thank you all, you saints, for praying for us, and thank you for being who you are. You know what I'm saying? I've been to a lot of churches in my day. A lot of, I've been to a lot of places. Because when she was little, when the church I loved, Jesus told me to go to, it was a terrible split. And after that church split, I just was lost. So I went looking, you know, for somewhere to put my feet. No matter where we lived, we lived on Kossuth in the city. We lived on Clara. We lived in the slums. We lived quite a few places. But I always try to find a place to take my kids and myself to the house of God. I didn't know what I know now. Wasn't filled with the Holy Spirit then. They didn't even know nothing about the Holy Spirit. But I would go. I would go. And God has blessed me. God has blessed me. Then the Bible say, your children around about you will call you blessed. And they have done that. I know my daughter said, Mama, I'm a good cook because of you. You know, this or that's because of you. I'm not bragging. I'm saying what the Bible say. The Bible is true. The Bible is true. So I just thank God for being who he is. I pray y'all pray for me. I'm just want to just give to the saints. That's all. And finish my course. That's my desire now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I told Al, I said, Al, he said, Pastor, I said, I have to say I'm old. Sometime I say, because then you'll find me dressing like a little teenager. You know, I want to be, you know what I'm saying? I want to stay. You know, I got to realize I'm old. You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? I'll be out there dressing like a teenager. Y'all see me with little, we had a lady at our church like that, no kidding. She'd have a little, you know, little dress on. They laugh at her. Her name was Sister McKinney. I never will forget her. And poor little thing. She was old. But then she looked like, because she dressed like kids. I guess she missed her childhood. But I don't miss being, you know. So I told Jackie and him, I said, now if I start doing, you let me know. I told, don't y'all let me around be looking like a nut. Mama, that's too young. Because sometimes I put on something, I said, now my auntie, 85, she never would have put this on. It was just it's another day. But I try to do what I feel in my heart. You know what I mean? I just love y'all. Will you raise your hands and let's just give him one more praise? I just love you. I just really love you. Thank you, Jesus. It shall be like he said. Thank you, Lord. As we do and realize the time we're living in, we press into this time. It's the time that God fill the church. Helen, fill the people. Fill the people with the Holy. They need the Holy Spirit. They need to come and get saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. Filled. Hallelujah. Thank you. Not what I don't want. I want what Acts 2 say. That's what I'm on. I want that. I want power. Hallelujah, Jesus, that he gave when he filled us. You said, you know, you were talking about Jesus. No, it's Christ in you. The Bible says Christ is in you, the hope of glory. That's the mystery. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. God bless all of you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I forget. Am I close to the phone now? Okay. I forget. Father, I just want to thank you. I can't thank you enough. You've been so good. And we love you, Jesus. We do. And we want to finish our course. Everyone in here, we got something that you have put in our hearts. Many of us know where we're supposed to be doing. We know our calls now. We're not saying, Lord, what should I do? We know what we're supposed to do. Those that know what they're supposed to do today, Father, Lord, let us do what we're supposed to do. Hallelujah. Draw nigh to you, and you will draw nigh to us. Hallelujah. So we just want to thank you today, Father. I've delivered my soul, and I ask you to put in our hearts that which would bless your people and take them on. Praise the Lord. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace in Jesus' name.